Well, good day, everyone. I hope this finds you all well and happy, and if you're not in a great place, then I wish you peace. I'm Sue Storm, your host for In Bed with Dr. Sue, and today I'm going to be talking to you about the evolution of cuckolding. But what do I mean about the evolution of cuckolding? Doesn't it just mean weak married men who watch their wives get fucked? In its most simplest terms, that would be what you see. But that isn't how it started out. So let's look at cuckolding and how it started compared to where it is now. Cuckolding is, in fact, an offshoot of swinging and voyeurism. It was meant to allow a woman, notice the word allow, to have the sexual satisfaction she wanted, as opposed to it all being about the man. Sex is traditionally about male satisfaction. Think about rape. Rape is a classic example of men trying to overpower women using sex as the weapon. Their phallus as the weapon of choice to this day. As a matter of fact, over 26,313 women and girls have been forced to carry a child of rape in Texas in the mere 16 months since their abortion ban. Now, the fact that these ladies were forced to have these children instead of aborting them is disgusting enough of a fact that should make you pause. But roll it back further. What is the real issue here? The issue is the rape. So almost 30,000 women and children have been raped in the state of Texas alone during this 16-month period. The abortion is not the issue. The issue is men. Don't believe me? Google's free. And it's men who have taken cuckolding, which should have empowered women sexually, and inserted themselves into it in such a way that now the women are no longer empowered. Now, they're just whores to be used. Men are never satisfied sexually. They always need to up their game. Go to the next level. I believe it's an innate part of who they are. But inasmuch as they feel their penis is a weapon and an extension of their power over women, it is also their biggest weakness. So you had men who weren't happy just having group sex or threesomes in the swing scene. Husbands started realizing that they were actually getting turned on by seeing someone else fuck their wives without their personal participation, which is also where today's voyeurism was born. Now, voyeurism and sex have obviously been around since humans have been around, so that's nothing new. But this type of voyeurism changed. I'm going in the way back machine here, before the internet, so try and stay with me. Before the internet, you had typical free love sort of stuff going on. Swinging, wife swapping, open relationships, that sort of stuff. Which, by the way, made women a commodity. But no one was overly connected. Everything was done by word of mouth, or occasionally an alternative newspaper or magazine might have ads in it. But essentially, people played with each other based on their own kinks. But it wasn't open in any way. It was quiet. You didn't talk about it because it was considered dirty and perverted if you did anything beyond missionary on Saturday nights. Enter the internet, and instantly everyone is connected. And back in the early internet days, you had chat rooms. They were the lifeblood of connection for anyone with any sort of sexual kinks or alternative sexual thoughts. And it was great because it made you feel less of an anomaly, less of a freak, because you began to realize that what you liked, a ton of other people like too. Oh, I miss the chat rooms for a whole other reason. I had fun trolling the old chat rooms and getting the rooms riled up, based on whatever was being talked about. Oh, it was fun. Not vicious like trolling is now. They were today's social media. They were great tools for doing social experiments, just like social media is now. And it was in these chat rooms that the term hot wife was born. See, these guys who really wanted to see their wives fuck other men for whatever reason, and their wives didn't want to, they would exchange pictures of each other's wives to jerk off to. Want to see my hot wife? And 99% of them were pics that the wives knew nothing about. And it was really sleazy. But you can see cuckolding evolving through this. Now you have the husband knowing that some random dude is jerking to a picture of his wife. There's your starting point. I'll be right back. On the next In Bed with Dr. Sue.
Yeah, in the other place, you know, you can hear the screams coming from there.
Paul tells you his story of serving BBC.
They put me in a pod of about, I would say about 50 guys. I was the only white guy.
Oh my God.
Yep.
April 9th.
I was standing there at in the aisle. I don't know what I was looking at, but I was looking at some black guy walked behind me, and buddy stuck his hand down the back of my pack, my shorts, started fingering me, grabbed my balls. He's calling me a cracker, faggot. You know, homo, you're gonna suck my dick.
Don't miss it.
How many times have you stolen her panties, slid them on, and imagined being railed like a whore? How many times have you dropped your pants and got laughed out of the bedroom? Or better yet, got laid, thought it was great, but was then ghosted by the woman who gave you that pity fuck. Face it, you're a worthless, weak, pussy-free beta bitch, but you could be so much more. I'm Miss Amelia Devine, Sissy Queen, host of the Sissy Whisperer podcast, and your only option to become more than the stereotypical short dick incel everyone already sees you as. Go to my website, AmeliaDevine.com, and you will find everything there to give you the option to stay a pathetic bitch or train to be a desired sissy slut for alphas. A sissy's pleasure only comes from giving pleasure.
To listen to the rest of this episode, including questions, go to patreon.com/Dr. Sue.